Peace and love, everybody. What is going on? We are back at it again with another blind banger. Welcome back to The Blind Perspective. Make sure you guys go like, share, and subscribe. Hit the bell for the notifications. Go follow the Instagram, the_blindperspective. And without further ado, let's get it on. All right, people, finally, the reason why it's taken me a while to get back in the zone is because I've had a little bit of a distraction. And by a little bit, I mean a gorilla-sized distraction, okay? Because, in case you haven't known, the Gorilla Squadcast is back in operations, okay, people? So we dropped a intro episode, you know, catching up with you guys, and then we officially released our episode a couple of days ago. This is being recorded 2 days before fucking Thanksgiving. So I can't believe that it's 2 days before Thanksgiving. But anyway, happy holidays and happy Thanksgiving to everybody who celebrates all that and all those festivities. And yeah, so Gorilla Squadcast is back. We are operational. We put our first two YouTube videos out, where it's Strider and I on camera in our cyber jungle. What's left of it, it's slowly being rebuilt. There was a situation which I had no part of, let the record know. And so the Gorilla Squadcast is back. Let's hear it for the GSC. Yeah. All right. So other than the Cyber Jungle being back in operation, I hope everybody is well. I hope everybody is doing well with the festivities. Not really too many. Well, there is a lot of current events to report on, but not really that are worth, you know, kind of putting on an episode today. Because mainly this episode is about, you know, us. It's about the viewers. It's about, you know, what we go through as people, not what other people are going through. Not that seeing that other people aren't important, but this is about you guys. And so we're gonna be talking about, you know, holidays and, you know, some of the ups and some of the downs that go with that. So let's get into that. So I particularly have noticed that it's literally right after Halloween, because like I feel like Halloween is like the, well, it's my favorite holiday, but it's also like the holiday that lets you know, like, all right, we're in the home stretch now. And I realized that Halloween, like everybody goes out and, you know, does trick-or-treating and goes all out for the decorations. And then we just kind of skip over Thanksgiving. And I don't really know why that is, because I mean, Thanksgiving is cool. It's good to stay home and eat and drink and, you know, do all those types of festivities. And then we like rush right into Christmas and then right into New Year's. Like, it's really like the Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year stretch where like you start to see the ups and the downs of the holidays. And, you know, one of the things that I realized in preparing for the holidays the last couple of years is self-care for yourself, meaning the viewer, meaning me, the blind brigade, blind army. I'm still trying to find a name for you guys. Just put in the comments what you guys think would be a cool name. However, I realized that when it comes to like mentally preparing for the holidays, for one, we got this bullshit daylight savings time, and apparently we are still setting our clocks back when it really does nothing for us. But I'm no doctor. I'm no scientist. I just talk shit and I have tattoos. But anyway, we set our clocks back, and then there's the whole seasonal depression thing, and like people's bodies are just out of tune because, you know, everything gets dark real quick. And, you know, so you have to mentally prepare for that and get over that hurdle, which I don't see how that could really be that much of a stretch of an imagination. But again, I'm no doctor. I don't exactly keep up with what the studies are with, you know, the time change and what it does to the mind. But I hear it does some things. However, how to mentally prepare is, you know, not stressing out about certain aspects like the shopping, like the cooking, the hosting, and just kind of, if you have a certain plan, go with that plan, but also have a safety net and like a mental preparation that, okay, this is my perfect ideal way of celebrating. But in the back of your head, you also have to realize, you know, not all of this could be getting done. Like, you know, I could not get all these things done, and you have to be okay with that. Like, you can't stress over the little things. And another thing is being thankful and being, you know, mentally, you know, just mentally conscious of what is going on around you, and, you know, taking the time to step back and, you know, smell the roses, so to speak, as the old folks would say. But it's just taking a step back and just being thankful for, you know, the friends and the family that you do have and that you do talk to, and, you know, just being overall thankful and showing gratitude and appreciation, because you realize real quick that a lot of people in the world don't have the gratitude and appreciation that really we should, and we really should get back to doing that and stop being so, you know, unappreciative. And we should really work on leaving that in 2025, along with a bunch of other things. I know 6-7 is coming, and fucking, it's coming into 2026 strong. I know 6-7's here to stay for a while. Oh man. But yeah, it's being, you know, mentally okay with, you know, the fact that, you know, there's gonna be those awkward conversations, and, you know, there's gonna be maybe those family members you really don't want to see, or, you know, you kind of, you're distant with them, and you're like, okay, like, all right, Uncle Phil, like, give me a hug. I'm not really a hugger. I'm more of a, I'll dap you up if we ain't cool, I'll just dap you up. I'm not really a force hug kind of guy. Like, I'll let you know real quick. But another thing you have to do is, like, I suck at Christmas shopping. I'm going to be honest with you guys. I really need to get better at that. But I noticed some people, like, start to freak out. And, like, it's just a couple of things, like, to mentally set is, like, have two or three options when it comes to cooking types for, you know, say Thanksgiving or Christmas or whatever. Have a couple of different options that you would want to do, and see, again, what works within the keyword for this episode, budget. Because this day and age, milk is fucking $7, okay? Like, oh, I can't believe the prices of food nowadays. It's insane. But go within your budget, and it's okay to, you know, like, you don't have to go all out. Like, for instance, like, I noticed real quick when, like, people use, like, that special china that, like, you only eat on, like, 3 times out of the year. Fuck that. Like, break out some nice serving plates and mix it up with, like, some, maybe a china bowl or two, but keep the same color pattern, and you can make it work. You can make it look eclectic. Like, I'm no fucking interior decorator. I'm no homes designer or home goods person. But for fuck's sake, people, like, you don't have to have a whole cabinet full of china that just collects dust, and then all of a sudden you break out the china for two occasions, maybe three. Come on. No, fuck that. like, oh, let's get the nice serving plates and get some nice bowls to go with the color scheme and, you know, some nice fucking wine glasses and boom, there you go. Nice table set right there. Get a black tablecloth. Boom, there you go. Well, nothing fancy. It's just you make it work. You need to make it work. We need to start doing that in 2026 is fucking making it work. And I say it again, like, people, it's okay to, especially now where fucking milk is $7, to navigate not only on a budget, but also as well, like, be prepared in the sense that maybe perhaps, like, not everything is going to go according to plan, but you need to also be aware that you need to have more than one plan. You need to have a backup plan. You need to have a backup plan for that backup plan. And that's all in, like, the mental self-care portion of this episode, is like being also flexible with the fact that, like, yeah, you always got to have a backup plan for the backup plan for the backup plan. Okay. And we need to start also as well being more appreciative of, like, the things that we do have and stop, like, worrying about the small shit as well. Like right now, the backup plan, like, I was a dumbass and didn't have all my shit charged and I had to stop in mid recording and mid thought. So this is probably a scatterbrained portion of the episode. So I do apologize, but I did not go back. But, you know, you have to have a backup plan for the backup plan. So, you know, I had to charge my shit, you know, got to be prepared, you know, classy. Anyway, the next portion of this episode, moving on. All right, so the next topic at hand here is going to be bullshit behind the social media. Like, I see it even with the fun holidays, like, who has the biggest fireworks for the 4th of July? Who has the most expensive and the most fucking outrageous costume for Halloween? You know, who's got the best birthday bash? Who's got the best this? Who's got the best that? Who's got the best that? There seems to be all these unrealistic social media pressures that seem to coincide with the holidays, unfortunately. And it really does become a straight up digital pissing contest when it comes to who has the best turkey, who has the most size, who has the biggest gathering, who has the biggest presents, who has the best presents, who has the most expensive presents. Like, for fuck's sake, people, like, we really don't need to document every single thing on social media. And, you know, no blame or no shame to those that do. However, it is not a fucking competition. It's just a time to be together with family and friends. Like, what happened to the most wonderful time of the year? Now it's the most fucking depressing time of the year. And it's because of you fucks trying to think that your big shit putting your fucking, you know, big presents and, you know, the biggest fucking turkey, which we all know that that shit's going to just be sitting in the fridge till fucking December 1st. And then all of a sudden you're going to throw it out because you're wasteful. You cook for three people and you have a fucking 8-pound turkey. Get the fuck out of here. Like, no. And that's another thing too. Like, can we just be thankful instead of wasteful? Because I see a lot of people that are not thankful and appreciative and are just wasteful. And this year alone, like, it really did show a lot. Like, people were showing their whole asses online and I was like, God damn, like, these people have no shame. Well, you know, that's okay. That's okay. We listen and we don't judge. However, I do. So I don't judge. I don't. We listen and we don't judge on this podcast. We silently judge anyway. But, yeah, it's just the unrealistic social media pressures. It seems like everyone thinks like they have to top the year before. And it's just, and everyone also seems to think like they have to put their tree online. They have to put their, how many presents they got online. How about just, you know, what happened to just spending time with the family and just, you know, how about stay off social media during the holidays? Like, just be mindful and be aware of the people that are around you and just, again, be thankful, because you never know what could happen within a whole 12-month period. Like things can happen. People can move away. People could not be available. Unfortunately, people pass away. So can we just bring that back into the holiday season? Yeah. Oh, the next one is, you know how they say you can pick your friends, but you can't pick your family? Well, I don't have friends. I just have family. Like, my friends are my family. But there's the mental, it all coincides with like preparation, I guess. But, you know, those great family gatherings that we all love to have. Not saying that family gatherings aren't great, because when my family gets together, it's nothing but great times. But some people, not so much. Like, I know people that have, you know, families that they have to go to one party and then they have to go to another party because, you know, certain grandmothers don't like each other, or, you know, certain cousins don't like each other, and the, you know, certain political parties can't be in the same room, and it's just so what I say to that is, you know, you can set your own boundaries. Like, if it's really like tough for you and you're, you know, in your own space or whatever, why not you start like a gathering? Like, my family, we do Friendsgiving, because, I mean, my family, we don't really celebrate Thanksgiving. Well, one side of my family does. The other side, we just kind of like sleep, and it's just kind of like one of those days to sleep, which is fine. And, you know, we do the turkey and all that, but it's not really like a big hoo-ha type of thing. But why not you do something like, and a lot of people do that. Like, my family, we do Friendsgiving. So everybody, you know, bring something. Here's another thing too. If you're going to go to these gatherings and it's like a potluck, bring any, please know how to cook, because I'm not going to be one of those people that will go to something, and if something's on my plate and I don't like it, I will not eat it. I am sorry. If that hurts your feelings, I'm sorry. Sorry, but you best know how to cook. Because I'm not particular with my food, but if you can't cook and that shit look like it's not even cooked all the way through, no. And also, if you are bringing things, portion. You can never bring too much food to a party. Okay? Let me make that perfectly clear. I do see some people when they go to parties, not parties I've been to, because I'll be like, I don't even think you should be here. Hey, this ain't even my party. I don't even think you should be here. Me as the blind person, I'm the person that's going to eliminate you from the party. You are exiled till next year. I'll be the blind bouncer. But also portion size when it comes to these family gatherings. You can never bring too much food to a party, okay? Like, speaking from experience, you can never bring too much food to a party. But also, when it comes to navigating the conversations, like, some families aren't so close-knit, so you may have to fill them in. But, like, just be prepared, because they might you might have to repeat this several times, and I don't think you want to have a 45-minute story every single time. So, you know, just do a quick notes version. Like, me, for example, you know, this happened this summer, and, you know, I started a podcast and blah blah blah, and, you know, I'm doing good, still in the gym, and blah 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 blah. And you keep it pushing, and you just gotta hit him with those key points. And you know, I'm not really one that gets into awkward conversations, but, you know, these are the times to where, you know, for the women, it would be the, oh, no ring, no, no kids, no bitch, no, no, no. Well, why are you gonna be asking those questions? Does it fucking look like she's got kids? Like, what the fuck? Well, what is this, a guessing game? Guess who? And like the same thing for men, like, oh, no, no wife, no kids. No, 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 not going to happen. So you also got to be prepared for those types of conversations as well. But you also at the same time have to, this is also the time where boundaries, I realize, are tested. Like, some people feel obligated, like if they don't speak to certain family members, they feel obligated to attend whatever they're doing during the holidays. And if people do that, I mean, no shame to them, but like you at some point have to stand your ground, because I was always taught you tolerate what you allow, and what you allow will continue. And if you're going to be a person that will just keep distance and then put on like a fake facade for the holidays, like is it really worth it? Like during the time of giving and, you know, holiday cheer and all that gushy gushy bullshit, is it really worth putting on a mask and putting on a facade and making it seem like everything is cool, calm, and collected when really you feel another type of way? I don't know. I couldn't do that, but what do I know? I'm just a self-proclaimed blind spitfire. Moving on. Okay, so this is more generated toward December, so I'll speak more about this in a later episode. But however, gift giving. So for those of you who like go to Thanksgiving, Friendsgiving, holiday potlucks, whatever, you guys seem to, I realize there's a certain amount of people that I know that don't like giving gifts, and they say that they're terrible gift givers. So here's some pressure, shit to take the pressure off, okay? Liquor, okay? Everyone loves liquor. Just the next time you go to a barbecue, just be mindful of like what bottle they're handed as like a gift. Okay. What bottle of wine that they like, and go off of that. Okay. Another thing you can do is like a one-time gift. Like it could be like a Christmas ornament, or it could be, you know, a book by an author that you've seen them you have seen them reading. I can't fucking talk today. I don't know why. Or another thing that you can do is you can give them like a if they're like this would be, I guess it would be both for men or women, like a spa treatment type thing. Fucking gift cards work plenty, because if you're a bad gift giver, then just get them gift cards. Like, but don't do that every year, because that's just the cop out. But it seems that everybody likes to put like a pressure on. I'm not saying everybody, but people put a certain pressure on gift giving, and it just seems to come from a place of like, I feel like it's primarily like trying to top the gift from last year, while also being influenced by, once again, social media. And like, just don't let those types of pressures affect like your gift giving. Like, just stick to what you know. Again, stick within your budget, and as well, just have a good time. Like, have a great time getting the gifts as well. So the last topic is new traditions and kind of dealing with grief, because I realize most people that I know, a lot of tragedy such as death happens to like the older members in their family around this time of year. And I don't know if it's like the season change or whatever, but it just makes it hard to have those holidays without those people around. And you do realize that when you're gone, which is why I always say that you need to be thankful and you need to be mindful of the time that you spend with the people that you are around during the holidays, and not, like, for instance, be on your fucking phone watching a movie. Like, oh, what the fuck? Like, just stay at home. But you as well, you need to be not only mindful, not only thankful, but also show appreciation to those people that you are around, because, again, you don't know what could happen within the next holiday season. And, you know, but they also say that with death comes life. So, you know, you can also have and start new traditions, because maybe a certain family member, their favorite holiday was Thanksgiving, and it's just real hard to do that without them, and which is understandable because everybody is entitled to their feelings. But you can also start, instead of Thanksgiving, like I hear, I know a lot of people, including myself, a lot of people do Friendsgiving, and you can do something like a Friendsgiving potluck or something like that. And, like, it's okay to start new traditions, because, like I said, with death comes life, and their death can spark the life of a new tradition in their memory, if that makes any type of sense. So, yeah, like, around these times, like, especially, like, death and grievances, like, it's real hard, but just be mindful and thankful of the people that you do have, and maybe starting a new tradition with the family if there is an empty space to fill that void. So instead of maybe Thanksgiving one year, you can do Friendsgiving, or you can do like a holiday barbecue or something like that. But yeah. Moving on, switching gears, and we are going to be switching to questions. Question one is, why do sighted people, this is for you sighties out there, why do sighted people feel the need to grab the blind person's white cane? So that's a real good question. So I don't know if it's like an instinct, because that's happened to me. But it could be because, like, they're nervous of other people, like, looking. It could be for a multitude of reasons. You don't, the sighted person doesn't want the blind person to hit the ongoing person in the ankle. You know, they don't want to see their blind friend, you know, scuff up somebody's Tims and possibly get fucked up. There's a bunch of reasons. I don't know, but again, these are boundaries you have to set with your sighted crew. And yeah, you just have to set a boundary, like, yo, don't touch the merchandise. I come with accessories. The next question is, do you have any blind pet peeves? Ooh, okay. So I have a few. So for one, I have, like, when people have a tendency to, like, talk to me like I'm stupid, like, you don't need to do that. Another thing is, like, when people try and, like, change their language, like I'll be like, oh, I listened to that, or oh yeah, I watched that movie. Oh, you mean you listened to it? And it'll be like, no, I watched the movie. Like you don't need to correct me on that. Like, that's another thing too, is like when people correct me on certain things. Another thing I could say is how people will, like, ask, like, the real weird questions, like, I guess it's not real weird, but it's, like, when people don't have a filter for certain questions, like, oh, you must know my blind neighbor who has a my neighbor who has a blind cousin. It's like, no, we don't all congregate. Like, we don't all congregate like the Scientologists. No, we're not doing that. What's another blind pet peeve I have? I don't know. When I think of more, I'll have some. Yeah, when I think of more, I'll have some. Now that I'm thinking about it. Because I don't really think I have any more. But, when people feel the need to... No, I guess that's not a pet peeve. That's just a point I have on people. All right, yeah. Switching gears. Moving on. Next question. Next question is, does it bother you when people say, look at this? No, not really, because it's like a natural... It's like a natural thing. Like, so I would rather them say like, cause people catch themselves and I'm like, no, it's fine. Like I can try my best to like, look at the picture, but, no, it doesn't get me irritated that, people, say, look at this, or did you see that? Or yeah, it doesn't really bother me cause it's a natural thing. And I would rather, it also lets me know that like, people still think I'm like quote unquote normal. So yeah. So no, it doesn't bother me at all. Yeah. Next question. The next question is it hard for blind people to make friends? I don't know. I've only been blind like 9 years. So I'm like a child when it comes to being blind. So I in particular don't think that it's hard, but again, I'm a person who will, if I become friends with you, like you'll learn real quick, like, oh, this ain't like your normal, your average sighted bear. Okay. So I'm pretty direct with like, nah, I can't do that. I can't drive. Like I've let people know what's going on with me as soon as possible. Like within a couple times of me meeting them, they pretty much know like where I stand on a couple of things, and I'm grateful for that. But again, like the best way for anyone to make friends is to, for one, be able to stand up for yourself. Like if you are not down for something, like if you, it's like I said before, you tolerate what you allow, and what you allow will continue. Like because they're your friend, you shouldn't let them, you know, disrespect you or anything like that. And you yourself shouldn't be disrespectful, but none of my viewers would be disrespectful. Now, would they? Now, would they? Because that's no. You'll get banned. Exactly. Mario sound effect. Anyway, but, yeah, I guess that's how anybody would make friends. Just find great people that, you know, attract your vibe and, you know, you're able to just have amazing conversations with, and, you know, just able to create and build beautiful things such as Gorilla Squadcast, which is with me and my best mate, James Strider Hodson. Again, make sure you guys go check out the Gorilla Squadcast, along with going and liking, sharing, subscribing, and following the Gorilla Squadcast Instagram at Gorilla Squadcast, as well as making sure you guys go follow me at the_blind_perspective. You can also follow me at OnlyBlindGhost. You guys already know how it's spelled. And people, that is it for episode 15. And I am out this bitch. Peace.